This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, I'm Dumisha Greater from NedGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled A Pause on Trump Tariffs 2.0. It has been described as one of the most extensive acts of protectionism taken by a US president in almost a century. This following news over the weekend that President Trump intends to impose 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada and 10% on China. This from Tuesday, the 4th of February. President Trump went on to say that the European Union will be next in the firing line, with the UK also under consideration. The impact from the new tariffs ricocheted around the globe in a risk-off move. Financial market reaction on Monday reflected concern about the fallout from a trade war. Mexican assets were the hardest hit, with the peso at its lowest against the US dollar in almost 3 years. Shares in Tokyo ended the day almost 3% down, and Australia's benchmark, often seen as a proxy trade for Chinese markets, dropped 1.8%. The mainland China market was shut for the Lunar New Year holidays. Near lunchtime in Europe, Germany's DAX index was down 1.8%, France's CAC was down 1.9%, and in Britain, the FTSE 100 was down 1.5%. Trade sensors of stocks were natural casualties of the news, with the automotive sector posting some notable declines. Car makers would be particularly hard hit, with new tariffs on vehicles built in Canada and Mexico. This would place a burden on the vast regional supply chain, where parts can cross borders several times before final assembly. Across the regions, Japan-listed Honda and Toyota tumbled 7.2% and 5.6% respectively. In early trade in London, shares of BMW were down 4%, while VW shares were down 5%. The ripple effect was also felt by US automakers such as General Motors and Ford, who were down 5% and 4% respectively. Now, 25% tariffs on almost all goods from Mexico and China feeds through to a very significant proportion of US consumer goods, particularly FMCGs or fast-moving consumer goods. The impact on short-term US inflation numbers could be much more significant than the feed-through of the China tariffs back in 2018. Most mainstream economists and many business groups warn that levies will disrupt supply chains, raise prices for consumers that are already wary of inflation, and reduce global trade flows. In a weekend that saw President Trump take on allies, neighbors, and more with tariff threats and cuts to funding, South Africa was not spared. In a post on Social Truth, Trump said, "South Africa is confiscating land and treating certain classes of people very badly." As a result, Trump said the US would stop sending aid to SA over its land expropriation policies until a full investigation of the situation has been completed. US foreign assistance to South Africa in 2024 totaled $323 million, this according to US foreign assistance records. In early Monday trade, the rand was trading at 18 rand 92 against the US dollar. This was 1.3% weaker when compared with Friday's close of 18 rand 67. The JSE All Share Index was also lower at 1.6% during the course of the day. However, after US stocks opened on Monday at their lowest level since Donald Trump was sworn in 2 weeks ago, the markets paired losses after it was announced that Mexico's president said that the US had agreed to delay the implementation of President Trump's tariffs for 1 month. The agreement between the parties was that Mexico would implement and reinforce the northern border to prevent drug trafficking from Mexico to the US, while the US is said to be committed to working to prevent the trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico. On Wall Street, we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Monday stage a major comeback, recovering some steep losses from earlier on in the trading session. the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite traded well off their session lows. Global financial services group Macquarie communicated that they were not as nervous about the new tariff developments, as they hold the view that President Trump uses his initial rhetoric as a way to strike deals. Macquarie goes on to reference that the political and market pressure that weighed on Trump and the concerned parties led to concessions being made back in 2018. While we continue to monitor these developments and any possible emerging trade war, investors will in the meantime face the biggest stretch of US fourth quarter earnings reports and key economic readings on the US labor market this week. More than 120 companies in the S&P 500 are set to report their results, including big tech names like Alphabet and Amazon, as well as consumer giants, including Walt Disney and Mondelez. All of these events will have an impact on market sentiment, monetary policy, and ultimately how market participants choose to invest their money. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care. From the multi-management team. Need Group Collective Investments is an authorized collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Need Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit needgroupinvestments.co.za. Need Group Investments. See money differently.